Hey everyone, how's it going? I'm here with Neville Jagina and one of our captains this year, CJ Reed, and my name is Boston Kellner. We'll be talking about some hockey this year. So first thing I'm going to ask you, CJ, is what are some goals and expectations for this upcoming season, coming off of a little bit of a disappointing season last year for the team, but so what are some goals and expectations?
Yeah, I think for the team, I think one of our goals is to be participating in the playoffs this year, definitely finishing above 500, and some personal goals I know for me is to help the team as much as I can, you know, give my full effort every time I'm on the ice with the team, and we just need to make playoffs this year.
100%, and kind of leading everyone, being the captain this season, what do you plan to do building team chemistry? Like, do you plan on team lunches, team workouts, or whatever off season or off ice? So
yeah, what do you think? I know my freshman year we had a really tight team chemistry. We do lunches, breakfasts, especially on those finals days we go get lunch together, and I just think we've done some off ice workouts already, 100%. Some team workouts.
Yeah,
and we just need to, doesn't have to be anything hard or anything, just building the team, building new friends, making new friends, and, you know, getting ready for the season.
Yeah, definitely. And personally, being on the – so I play hockey this year as well, and I was on the team last year, and I think it was a little different last year, not going out to eat, not having a ton of team chemistry just because of the situation of some other kids coming from other teams, and not having the team chemistry like a usual team would, but I think it'll be probably different this year, and I'm excited to see what you do being the captain.
So going forward, what kind of who are you looking forward to playing against, like school-wise?
I think LP. We fell short last year a little bit. I know a lot of kids on the team. They're pretty scrappy, so it should be fun to see how we do against them this year.
Kind of like on a more personal level with you, how long have you been playing hockey for?
I started skating probably like at 3, and I started playing hockey probably 4 or 5.
Gotcha.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, heck yeah. And what's your favorite thing about playing hockey? Like, what are the speaking on like relationships and just team building, like that could be one example, but yeah, what's your favorite thing?
Well, I made a lot of friends in playing hockey as long as I have, and some kids that aren't on my team anymore I've just stayed in touch with. But I think my favorite thing about the sport itself is definitely scoring, or
100%.
Just winning the game. You know, it's a hard game. There's not a lot of high scoring or a lot of action, so when there is, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, 100% agree. There's that factor after you score. It's just kind of that feeling. It's like it's something deep down in the heart. It's like it's just a cool feeling. And
yeah,
even when you get an assist like that, but
can't contain the reaction.
100%. Yeah, I know. Sully's going nuts. We'll be doing a lot of those this year.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah.
So, kind of talking about the future of this hockey team, what are you personally looking like more forward to?
This season, right now, having been to a few practices already, I think this team is pretty far advanced. They know the game more than the past teams I've had, so I'm excited to see how we show up against good teams like Valor and those 5A Denver teams that in past years some teammates might have been scared of, but I think we're a pretty good, positive, and confident hockey team against these guys this year. So
yeah,
that'll be.
Has hockey been 5A for a bit now, or has it just made the transition?
It made the transition after my freshman year. We played 4A regular season and then 5A state, and then after my freshman year, switched to 5A for my sophomore, junior, and now
yeah,
senior year.
So 3 years now, and then I want to add on to what CJ said a little bit about the team kind of being, we have a lot more potential than we have in, I mean, last year for me personally.
For sure.
And I know CJ's freshman year, so that was 3 years ago now. they were super good, super good hockey team. Our coach Ed talks about it a lot, how they had so much talent and, like CJ said, ton of chemistry there. And I'm hoping that we can be a team like that this year. And I think just like CJ said, I think we have a chance to compete with those higher end teams, and I think we could do pretty well this year. So I mean, my goal is same thing, finish above 500, make it to playoffs, and
for sure. 100%. I think we all have sort of the same goal this year.
Yeah,
after
definitely.
Last year, so that'll be good.
All right, well, that should wrap us up here. I want to thank you, CJ, for coming on the podcast today, giving us a little bit of your time. So really cool having you on here, and see you more during the season. So
yes, sir. Thank you,
sir.